Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everybody, Brandon Cole here. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom, ready to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more grit, grace, and good old-fashioned common sense. Today, we're diving deep into something that I think we all crave, whether we admit it or not. Lasting confidence and self-esteem. You know that feeling, right? That unshakable belief in yourself, even when things get tough. It's like having an internal GPS guiding you through the twists and turns of life with a sense of calm and purpose. Ever felt like you're riding a roller coaster of emotions, your confidence soaring one minute, crashing down the next? Yeah, we've all been there. The good news is, building genuine self-confidence isn't some mystical art reserved for superheroes. It's a practice, a journey, and trust me, it's totally within your reach. So, buckle up, because we're about to unlock the secrets to lasting confidence and self-esteem together. First things first, recognize that true confidence comes from within. It's not about comparing yourself to others or chasing external validation. It's about embracing your strengths, acknowledging your weaknesses, and accepting yourself fully, flaws and all. Think of it like this. You wouldn't compare a sunflower to an oak tree, right? They both have their unique beauty, their own way of flourishing. It's the same with us. We're all on our own individual journeys, striving to grow and shine in our own special ways. Next up, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. We're all human, we stumble, we make mistakes, and that's perfectly okay. Instead of beating yourself up, learn from those experiences, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Remember, failure is not the opposite of success, it's a stepping stone on the path to it. Now, let's talk about action. Confidence isn't just feeling, it's also about taking courageous steps towards your goals. Even small actions can build momentum and create a sense of accomplishment. Think about something you've been putting off, that project, that conversation, that hobby you've always wanted to try. Take a tiny step today, just one little nudge in the right direction. You might be surprised at how much that small action empowers you. Another crucial element is cultivating gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, your experiences. Focusing on what you have instead of what you lack shifts your perspective and creates a foundation for true contentment. Remember, happiness isn't about chasing external achievements, it's about finding joy in the present moment and appreciating the simple things that make life beautiful. Finally, never stop learning and growing. Challenge yourself intellectually, explore new ideas, step outside your comfort zone. Continuous growth not only expands your knowledge but also strengthens your sense of self-efficacy to belief in your ability to learn, adapt, and overcome challenges. Let's talk about this real life, because I bet a lot of you are nodding along right now. Imagine this. You've got an important presentation coming up at work. Your palms are sweating, your stomach is doing flips, and those self-doubt whispers start creeping in. What if I forget what to say? What if they think I'm not good enough? Sound familiar? Well, instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, remember the key takeaways we just discussed. First, recognize that true confidence comes from within. You've got this, you're capable, and you've put in the work to prepare for this presentation. Second, practice self-compassion. It's okay to feel nervous, it shows you care. Be kind to yourself, take a few deep breaths, and remind yourself that even experienced speakers get butterflies sometimes. Then, focus on what you can control: your preparation, your delivery, your message. Channel your nervous energy into positive action. Visualize success, rehearse your key points, and remember to smile. You've got this. So, there you have it, folks. The secrets to lasting confidence and self-esteem aren't hidden behind some mysterious curtain. They're right here within reach, waiting for you to embrace them. Remember to cultivate inner strength, practice self-compassion, take action towards your goals, appreciate the good things in life, and never stop learning and growing. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest takeaways from today's episode? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media, Brandon Cole Fortitude. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, tomorrow we'll dive into another powerful stoic principle that will help you navigate life with courage and resilience. Until then, stay strong, stay focused, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.